started against Burlington on July 9th, but it was a very brief one, the 1-0, high and outside. He threw just two-thirds of an inning, allowing two unearned runs on one walk. He left with an injury, but is now back tonight. The 2-0, fouled back, strike one. Among 19 starting pitchers who have completed more than five first innings this season, Hoover is one of just three yet to allow an earned run. He's allowed two unearned in 5 2/3 innings of first inning action. As there's a strike two call, and it evens up the count on Noah Murray. Against Kingsport this season, Murray went 2-for-4 in one game with a pair of doubles, a stolen base, a run scored, and a strikeout. The 2-2. Lifted into left field for a base hit. And Murray makes his way to second base, and this will be a leadoff double. All three of Murray's hits against the Axemen have been two baggers. And the Sock Puppets have a runner on second to begin tonight's game. Brings up Joseph DeLonzo, batting .237 on the season with 9 RBIs and 10 runs scored. He went 3-for-6 against the Axemen in the two-game set with a hit-by-pitch, a walk, and a run scored. No strikeouts. First pitch from Hoover, touches the outside corner, strike one. The Sock Puppets enter tonight 19-16 overall, tied for second place in the Appy League East, 3.5 games back from first place Danville. The 0-1, cut and a miss. It was a dirt ball kept in front by Tanner Kilgore, and he's down in the count, no balls and two strikes. When Drew Hoover starts, the Axemen are 1-5 overall, but it hasn't been his fault. Not a lot of run production, just 2.5 per game in run support. The 0-2. Lined into center field for a base hit. Noah Murray scores on a Joseph DeLonzo RBI single, and the Sock Puppets lead 1-0.
Now batting number 49, Bromley Thornton.
Solid, and with that, Drew Hoover has allowed his first earned run in the first inning this season. So leadoff double from Noah Murray is followed by a DeLonzo RBI single. And both of those hits came on two strike pitches. It brings up Bromley Thornton, 0-for-2 with a pair of RBI sack flies against the Axemen in one game. First pitch to Thornton is a ball outside. The Axemen have now been outscored by 18 runs in the first inning this season. Ball and no strikes on Thornton. The pitch. Low and inside. Kept in front by Kilgore. He throws back to first, and McCallum is unable to tag out DeLonzo in time. But a smart play by Kilgore. Now two balls and no strikes on Thornton. Bromley Thornton is one of three two-way players on the Sock Puppets roster. He has a .49 ERA. The 2-0. Poked foul, and that'll drop in play in foul territory. Burlington 1, Kingsport nothing. Top of the first inning. Two balls and a strike on Bromley Thornton. Hoover from the stretch position delivers. Strike two call. So each of the first three Burlington batters have faced square counts. And the first two ended on square counts, both being base hits. The 2-2. Lifted foul and out of play, first base side. So Liam McCallum gets his first start at first base this season. And for Tanner Kilgore, it's his second start overall, and both have been behind the plate. And then Campos, his second start in left field, and then Torbett, his third start at second base. The 2-2, fouled back. So at the moment, the Axemen are on the outside of the playoff picture, 2.5 games back from second place Johnson City, while Burlington is tied for second place in the Appy League East. DeLonzo leads off first base following his RBI single. The 2-2 for the third time. Tails outside, and it's a full count. Hoover has now thrown 15 pitches without recording an out. The payoff. High and outside, ball four. And each of the first three sock puppet hitters have reached base safely. A double, a single, and a walk. Runners on first and second. Nobody out for Tyler Albright. In two games against Kingsport, went hitless in seven at-bats with two walks, a stolen base, and a run scored. Thornton on first, DeLonzo on second. Hoover looking to record his first out. First pitch is a check swing, fouled away. Burlington-Kingsport is the only active Appalachian League game that has had a team score. No balls and a strike on Albright. The pitch. Strike two call. So Hoover has had two strikes on each of his first four batters. He just looks to finish this one. The 0-2. Ball one up and in. The Axemen look to snap a six-game skid. Ball and two strikes on the cleanup batting left fielder, Tyler Albright. Hoover fires home. Skied high in the air to left center field. Tyree Jackson is there. He makes the catch, and both runners will stay put. That's the first out of the game. Tyree Jackson making his team-leading 14th start in center field. No other player on the active roster has made more than one start in center field. So runners on first and second, one out for Carter Bailey. He went 2-for-3 against Kingsport in two games, and both of those hits were home runs. He came in as a pinch hitter, and his first AB as a pinch hitter was a home run, and then his first at-bat in the next game as a starter was also a home run. And those were his first two homers of the season. They remain his only two. Overall, he's batting 151 with 12 RBIs and 13 runs scored. First pitch is a strike call. Hoover has been quite accurate. 14 of his first 21 pitches have been strikes. That's a 67% strike rate, which is just about where your target is. The 0-1, swing and a miss. And he's gotten two strikes on his first five hitters. That also means the pitch count gets high. No balls and two strikes on Carter Bailey. Thornton on first, DeLonzo on second base. The 0-2, cut and a miss. Hoo-ah! It's a three-pitch strikeout, Hoover's first K of the night. And that's the second out at the top of the first inning.
Now batting number four, Lee Trevino Jr.
Now it's Lee Trevino Jr. leads all qualified sock puppets with a .333 batting average. 11 RBIs and 15 runs scored. But he went hitless in five at-bats against the Axemen in Burlington last week. First pitch is a cut and a miss. Sock puppets with one run on two hits. The Axemen will come up to bat in the bottom of the first inning for the first time. The 0-1, low and away, even count. Ball and a strike on Trevino Jr., who will be playing at shortstop when we get to the bottom half. The 1-1. Cut and a miss, strike two. And all six batters have faced two strike counts. It's eating up the, not eating up, but elevating Hoover's pitch count. This will be his 27th pitch of the first inning. And Hoover steps off. So Murray led off with a double, then DeLonzo singled him home. Bromley Thornton then walked. Albright flew out to center field, and Carter Bailey struck out swinging on three pitches. So Hoover's retired his last two batters after the first three reached safely. The 1-2 just missed outside. Square count on Trevino Jr. The pitch. Ground ball to first. Scooped up by McCallum, and he steps on the bag for the unassisted half-inning ending out. The Sock Puppets put up a run on a DeLonzo RBI single. Through half an inning, Burlington 1, Kingsport 0. Bottom of the first coming up next when Jimmy Lovelace will get the nod for the Sock Puppets on the mound. Tyree Jackson, Mason Swinney, and R.J. Johnson Jr. will be due up for the Axemen. Hoover threw 28 first-inning pitches, but 19 were strikes. We'll be back in a moment, middle of the first inning. Bottom coming up next.
TO08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024. What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
This is the defensive alignment for the Burlington Sock Puppets. Starting pitcher Jimmy Lovelace catching Brian Heckelman. At first base, Trey Tiffin. At second base, Noah Murray. At the hot corner, Carter Bailey. Shortstop, Luis Trevino Jr. In left field, Tyler Albright. In center field, Nick Allen. And in right field, Bromley Thornton. First pitch to Jackson is in for a called strike. Tyree Jackson was very successful in the opening road trip to Burlington, went 4-for-9. The 0-1, Jackson chops it to third. Bailey has it, throw to first is in time for the out. So two pitches, one out for Jimmy Lovelace.
Now batting shortstop, number 88, Mason Swinney.
In his previous start, which was at home against Kingsport on July 9th, Lovelace surrendered four earned runs and four innings on five hits, three hit batters, two walks, and four strikeouts. First pitch to Swinney is a ball high and outside. In total, Lovelace has walked 14 batters, hit nine, and struck out a dozen. The 1-0, low and inside, ball two, and it's a hitter's count for Mason Swinney. The 2-0, low and outside, and it's a 3-0 count. Sweeney went 0-for-4 with a hit by pitch, a run scored, and a pair of strikeouts in his only start against Burlington. 3-0 is in for a called strike. Sock Puppets 1, Kingsport nothing. Bottom of the first. The 3-1 popped up into shallow right field. Bromley Thornton is under it in the shade, and he makes the catch. Two quick outs for Jimmy Lovelace and the Sock Puppet defense.
Right fielder, number 22, R.J. Johnson.
You definitely want to at least get one base runner or extend this inning because Drew Hoover, there are 28 pitches in the top of the first. You don't want to give him a quick turnaround. First pitch to Johnson Jr. is in for a called strike. R.J. Johnson Jr. went 2-for-7 in two games against Burlington with an RBI triple. The 0-1, cut and a miss, strike two. He has reached base safely multiple times in six of his first eight games played, including three starts in a row. The 0-2, ball one, up and away. The 1-2 from Lovelace. Low and outside and evens up the count. Johnson Jr. has been hit by four pitches in just 35 plate appearances. He leads the team in HBPs despite the low number of plate appearances. The 2-2 lifted into center field, and that will be caught by Nick Allen. A brilliant sliding catch, and it's a perfect first inning for Jimmy Lovelace.
Hey, fans.
A ground out, a fly out, and a line out. To the top of the second inning, a quick half inning for Lovelace and the Sock Puppet defense. Burlington 1, Kingsport 0. Lovelace threw just 12 pitches, 7 strikes. We head to the top of the second inning, due up for Burlington. The bottom three batters in the order, Tiffin, Heckelman, and Allen, when we return. End of the first, top of the second coming up.
TO08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
So a quick bottom of the first inning takes us to the top of the second. Hoover in one completed inning allowed an earned run on two hits, one walk, and a strikeout.
Number 12,
Trey Tiffin comes up. 2-for-4 with a 3-run home run in one game against the Axemen. He's batting 254 overall with 6 RBIs and 8 runs scored. So half of his 6 RBIs came on one hit, and that was a game-tying 3-run blast last week. First pitch is lifted into left field. Coming in, Josh Campos, and he makes the catch. So a quick one pitch out to begin the top of the second inning.
Number 10, Brian Heckelman.
Brian Heckelman is up to bat, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored against the Axemen in one game. And overall, he's 10-for-55, but four of those 10 hits have been for extra bases. First offering from Hoover is in for a strike call. Well, entering tonight, throwing a first pitch strike was giving Hoover trouble, but this evening, he's thrown one to 7 of his first 8 hitters. The 0-1 is a ball low and inside, even count. Brian Heckelman out of Towson University in Maryland, and he's from Mineola, New York. The 1-1, ball outside. Burlington with one run on two hits. Kingsport, no runs on no hits. Hoover from the windup fires the 2-1. Strike two call. Square count on Brian Heckelman. The pitch. Skied into left field. Campos charging in, and it drops in for a base hit. And it's a one-out single for Heckelman.
Now batting number 26, Nick Allen.
Now it's Nick Allen. Batting 194 with 9 RBIs and a team-leading 21 runs scored. Heckelman leads off first base. First offering from Hoover is a ball low and inside. Runner on first, one out, 1-0 Burlington lead in the top of the second inning. It's the ninth hitting center fielder Nick Allen up to bat. The 1-0. Strike one call. Burlington Kingsport remains the only game that has had a run scored in it. And four of the five games are already in the top of the second inning. The 1-1 outside. Two balls and a strike on Nick Allen. The pitch, swing and a miss. Eight of nine Burlington batters have faced two strike counts against Drew Hoover. The 2-2. Tails outside and the count is full. In the second inning this season, the Axemen have an even 14-14 score. And Hoover throws back to first base, checking on Brian Heckelman, who's single. Payoff pitch. Popped foul behind home plate and out of play. The 3-2 once more from Hoover. Skied high in the air to deep left field. Campos going back at the warning track. Forget about it. Two-run home run for Nick Allen, and the Sock Puppets lead 3-0. For Allen, it's his first home run of the season. And again, extra base hits have given Hoover a lot of difficulty. That's now 10 of his 23 hits allowed have been for extra bases, 7 doubles and 3 home runs. So that clears the bases, and the Sock Puppets lead 3-0. Two balls and no strikes, the count on the leadoff man, Noah Murray, who led off with a double to begin tonight's game and then scored on the DeLonzo RBI single. The 2-0, foul back. Well, there may be a silver lining to this because in the first two games in Burlington, the Axemen led 3-0 in the series opener and 4-0 in game two, and Burlington won both those games. As the 2-1 is outside, so maybe tonight with the Sock Puppets up 3-0, the Axemen can get the victory. The 3-1, cut and a miss, and the count is full. Bases empty, one out, Sock Puppets 3, Axemen 0 in the top of the second inning. The payoff. Strike 3 call. Hoo-ah! Hoover punches out Murray looking, and that's his second strikeout of the game. Two down in the top of the second.
Now batting number 15, Joseph DeLonzo.
Bases empty, two outs for DeLonzo, one for one with an RBI single, and he was stranded on second base to end the top of the first. First pitch from Hoover, tails inside. The 1-0. That's in for a called strike. Thirty-one of Hoover's 49 pitches have been strikes, which is a 63% strike rate, as the next pitch is laced into center field, but Tyree Jackson is there to make the catch. That ends the top of the second inning, but the Sock Puppets do add a pair on a Nick Allen two-run blast, his first home run of the season. To the bottom of the second inning, Burlington 3, Kingsport looking to get on the board. Drew Hoover threw 28 pitches in the first inning, 22 in the second. Do it for the Axemen, middle of the order, Cal Sefcik, Tyler Myatt, and Tanner Kilgore when we return.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us now. Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
The cleanup batting, Cal Sefcik leads off the bottom of the second inning. First offering from Lovelace. Watch for a strike call. The 0-1. Watch for strike two. Now, Sefcik, in the first three innings this season, is 6-for-34, batting 176, but he went 2-for-2 with two RBIs last game. The 0-2 is grounded to third base, and it gets through into left field for a base hit. It's a leadoff single for the Cincinnati Bearcat. And Sefcik now has a team-best four-game hit streak. Nice piece of two-strike hitting from Sefcik. Runner on first, nobody out for Tyler Myatt. First pitch, strike call. The 0-1. Myatt mashes it into right field for a base hit. Sefcik advances to second base, and Kingsport records back-to-back singles to open up the bottom of the second inning. And going back to last game at Elizabethton, Myatt has reached base safely in four straight plate appearances, and that's a first for him this season. Runners on first and second. Nobody out for Tanner Kilgore in the bottom of the second inning. One swing of the bat can tie the game. First offering to Kilgore is a ball upstairs. Kilgore in his Axemen debut on July 13th at Elizabethton went 0-for-5 with zero strikeouts. The 1-0. Kilgore fouls it back and it evens up the count. He grounded out twice, flied out, lined out, and reached on a throwing error. And his line out to center field was 99 miles an hour off the bat. Myatt on first, Sefcik on second base. They both singled. The 1-1. Kilgore fouls it back, and it's a ball and two strikes. Kilgore is a Kingsport native, and he attends Carson Newman in Tennessee. Lovelace fires the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Lovelace has his first punch out of the game.
Now batting first baseman, number 30, Liam McCallum.
Runners on first and second, one out for Liam McCallum. He started the year 3-for-6 with two walks, but has since 0-for-7 with one walk and four strikeouts. It's his first start of the season at first base for Kingsport. First offering is a ball up and away. The 1-0. McCallum rips it into left field for a base hit. Sefcik gets the wave home, and now he stays put at third base, and it loads the bases. A hat-trick of singles gives the Axemen the bases occupied with one out.
Left fielder, number 13, Josh Campos.
McCallum on first, Myatt on second, Sefcik on third base. They all singled. And it loads the bases for Josh Campos. It's his first home game in an Axemen uniform. There's a first pitch strike call from Lovelace. In his Axemen debut last Sunday, Campos went 1-for-3, singled in his first at-bat, then lined out and grounded out. The 0-1, low and outside, and it evens up the count. One ball, one strike, one out in the bottom of the second inning. Lovelace from the windup. Hurls home. Strike two call inside part of the zone. The 1-2. Low and away, and a nice stop by Heckelman behind the plate to prevent that ball from being a wild pitch. The square count offering from Lovelace. Ball three, high and inside. Burlington 3, Kingsport 0 in the bottom of the second inning. Bases loaded, one out, and a full count on Campos. The payoff. Campos grounds it to first base, picked up by Tiffin. A race to the bag, and he gets there. But Sefcik scores on a Campos RBI ground out, and the Axemen are on the board. It's 3-1, Burlington.
Now batting second baseman, number 87, Jack Corbett.
Now two runners in scoring position with two outs for Jack Torbett. First offering from Lovelace misses outside. When batting with runners in scoring position this season, Torbett is 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. Very small sample size. The 1-0. Cut and a miss. McCallum on second, Myatt on third base. They both single. The 1-1. Torbett pops it up. Third base side, Carter Bailey going after it, and he'll run out of room as it goes inside the Axemen dugout, ball and two strikes. Entering tonight, the Axemen were 11-for-80 batting with runners in scoring position in their last seven games, which is a 138 batting average. They went 2-for-22 last series at Elizabethton. The 1-2, ball two, high and inside, square count on Torbett. Torbett is two for his first seven at-bats with a walk, a stolen base, and four strikeouts. A single can tie the game. The 2-2. Torbett bloops it into right field. Thornton going back, and he makes the catch. That ends the inning. The Axemen strand a pair of runners in scoring position. It's been a common theme recently. But they do bring home a run on a Josh Campos RBI groundout. To the top of the third, Sock Puppets 3, Axemen 1.
Go visit the concession stand since tonight is Dollar Tuesday. We have $2 popcorn, hot dogs, and chips. If you're wanting something different than your normal concession items, stop by the Foul Pole food truck. Next
Lovelace, who threw 12 pitches in the first inning, threw 22 in the second.
Slushies or corn dogs.
Do it for the Sock Puppets. 3-4-5 batters Thornton, Albright, and Bailey when we return. Sock Puppets lead by two through a pair of completed innings.
East Tennessee State University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
So Bromley Thornton leads off the third inning for the Sock Puppets. He walked and was stranded on first base to end the top of the first inning. Drew Hoover in two innings has allowed three earned runs on four hits, a walk, two strikeouts, and that Nick Allen home run. First offering to Thornton misses low and inside. The 1-0. Ground ball foul down the third baseline. So the Axemen scored one run on three hits in the bottom of the second inning and left two in scoring position. The 1-1. Ball in the dirt. Johnson City has a 1-0 lead over Bristol, and they have the bases loaded with one out. The 2-1. Strike call. Another two-strike count faced by a Sock Puppet hitter. Well, Hoover enters the third inning with a 50-pitch count. The 2-2. Low and inside, and the count is full. Again, the Axemen enter tonight. 2.5 games back from second place Johnson City. The payoff. Launched high in the air to deep left field. Campos going back at the warning track. And it's foul. Home run distance, but foul. The count remains full on Bromley Thornton, who leads off the top of the third inning. This will be the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. The second payoff from Hoover. Lifted into center field, and Jackson cannot make the diving catch, but he keeps it in front, and he can't find the ball, but it was in his glove, and now he'll throw it in, and it's a leadoff single for Thornton.
Now batting number 46, Tyler Albright.
Runner on first, nobody out for Tyler Albright. He's 0-for-1 with a fly out to the center fielder, Tyree Jackson. And disaster was just avoided. That could have been an inside-the-park home run for Thornton if it got past Jackson. First pitch, swing and a miss. 410 feet to straightaway center at Hunter Wright Stadium. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Broken bat, blooper into center field, and Jackson once again unable to make the diving catch, and he couldn't find the ball, but then found it. Just a bizarre pair of singles into center field. Now runners on first and second, nobody out.
Now batting number six, Carter Bailey.
Very rarely do you see two singles back-to-back when a diving attempt from the center fielder, and he's able to keep it in front. Sock Puppets now with six hits already and two completed innings from Drew Hoover. So a quick mound visit from Tanner Kilgore to Drew Hoover. And this is the second time in three innings that the Sock Puppets have had their first two batters record a base hit. It was a Murray double and DeLonzo single in the first, and then a Thornton and Albright singles in the top of the third as there's ball one outside. The third inning has given Kingsport a lot of trouble this year, a minus 21 run differential, and that's their worst frame, 39-18. The 1-0, fouled back. Hoover in two innings has allowed three earned runs on six hits, a walk, and a pair of strikeouts. Albright on first, Thornton on second. They both singled into shallow center field. The 1-1, tails just outside, ball two. The 2-1, cut and a miss. Square count on Carter Bailey, another two-strike count. Carter Bailey tonight is 0-for-1 with a three-pitch swinging strikeout. The 2-2. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah. Third strikeout for Drew Hoover, and that's the first out in the third inning. Runners on first and second. One out for Lee Trevino Jr., who's 0-for-1 with a half-inning ground out to the first baseman, Liam McCallum. First offering from Hoover is skied high in the air to deep left field. Josh Campos is under it in the shade, makes the catch, and both runners will stay put at first and second. So after a pair of leadoff singles, to begin the top of the third inning, consecutive Sock Puppet batters have been retired without advancing either runner. Now it's Trey Tiffin, who is 0-for-1 with a flyout to the left fielder Joshua Campos, who has been very busy tonight. A pair of putouts already and saw a home run go over his head. First offering is a ball downstairs to Tiffin. Doughboys now with a 3-0 lead over Bristol. So if that stands, Kingsport really needs a win tonight. The 1-0, tails outside. Albright on first, Thornton on second. The 2-0. Tiffin belts it to shortstop. Nice stop by Swinney. Throw to second in time. And that's the half-inning ending force out. Excellent defensive play by Swinney. Well, the Sock Puppets for the first time tonight are unable to score. To the bottom of the third inning, Sock Puppets 3, Axemen 1. Drew Hoover threw 18 pitches, 11 strikes in the top of the third inning. Due up in the bottom of the third, it's the top of the order. Tyree Jackson, Mason Swinney, who just made the play, and R.J. Johnson Jr. when we return.
At East Tennessee State University, nearly half of all students graduate debt-free. In fact, ETSU is ranked among the best universities in the nation for students graduating with the least amount of debt. Students excel in over 160 academic programs, including nationally ranked options in health sciences, digital media, technology, and the arts. Learn more at etsu.edu/admissions.
The Lovelace is back on the hill for the Burlington Sock Puppets. In two innings, he's allowed an earned run on three singles, no walks, and a strikeout. He's thrown 34 pitches, 22 strikes. There's the throw down to second from the catcher, Brian Heckelman. We're ready to go in the bottom of the third inning. It's 7:46 p.m. Eastern from Kingsport, Tennessee. Long road trip of about 4 hours for Burlington this morning. Arrived at around 3 today. First pitch to Jackson is a called strike. The 0-1. Jackson grounds it softly, foul down the third baseline, picked up by Carter Bailey in foul territory. Jackson at home this season, including one at-bat tonight, is 17 for 50 with five of his seven RBIs. The 0-2, ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Murray makes the play, and the throw to first is low, but caught by Tiffin in time for the out.
Now batting shortstop, number 88, Mason Swinney.
Base is empty, one out for Mason Swinney. He's 0 for 1 with a fly out to the right fielder, Thornton. First pitch, cut and a miss. 3 runs on 6 hits for Burlington, 1 run on 3 hits for the Axemen. The 0-1. Outside, even count. The 1-1. Strike 2 call. Swinney on 1 and 2 pitches this season is 1 for 10. Lovelace fires home. Low and outside, square count. Tyree Jackson led off with a ground out to the second baseman, Noah Murray. Now a 2-2 count on Swinney. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. That's the second strikeout for Jimmy Lovelace, and he's retired the first two hitters in the bottom of the third. Base is empty, 2 outs for R.J. Johnson Jr. He's 2-for-8 against Burlington this season. First offering from Lovelace is grounded foul, first base side. Next pitch is belted into center field for a base hit. And it's a 2-out single for R.J. Johnson Jr.
Now batting third baseman, number 45, Cal Sefcik.
Runner on first, 2 outs for Cal Sefcik. He's 1-for-1 with a single and the lone Kingsport run scored. First offering from Lovelace is a ball high. Sefcik has recorded hits in three straight at-bats in the opening three innings of play. He started the year 3-for-31 in that situation. Johnson Jr. takes off. It's in for a called strike. Throw down to second is late. And R.J. Johnson steals his fifth base of the season. Even count on Cal Sefcik. He's 7-for-30, batting with runners in scoring position. Johnson takes off again, but it's fouled to the right of home plate. One, two count, two outs. And Lovelace steps off. The 1-2. Sefcik fouls it back behind home plate. Tyree Jackson led off with a ground out. Swinney then struck out. But two pitches later, Johnson Jr. singled into center field to keep the bottom of the third inning alive. The 1-2 again. Low and outside. Lovelace checks on Johnson Jr. He takes off. The 2-2 is smashed high in the air to deep left field. Albright going back at the warning track, and he makes the inning-ending catch. Well hit ball by Sefcik, but Albright was there to make the grab. The Axemen strand a runner in scoring position. To the top of the fourth inning, Burlington 3, Kingsport 1. Lovelace threw 12 pitches in the first inning, 22 in the second, and then 16 in the third. To the top of the fourth, Heckelman, Allen, and then the leadoff man, Noah Murray, do up. 8-9-1 batters to face Drew Hoover when we return. It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. Hoover in three innings has allowed three earned runs on six hits, a walk, and three strikeouts. He's thrown 68 pitches, 43 strikes. That's good for a 63% strike rate. Brian Heckelman is 1-for-1 with a single and a run scored. First pitch, foul tipped back, no balls and a strike. The 0-1, tails outside. Sock Puppets, three runs on six hits. The Axemen with one run on four hits in the top of the fourth inning. The 1-1, lifted high in the air to right center field. R.J. Johnson Jr. under it, and he makes the catch. One down in the top of the fourth. Bases empty, one out for Nick Allen. Two-run home run in his only at-bat. That's the difference at the moment. First pitch is a ball downstairs. The 1-0, low and inside. The 2-0, Allen pops it up. Second baseman Torbett drifting back, but instead Johnson Jr., who loses his hat, makes the catch. In fact, Torbett and Johnson Jr. both lost their hats going after the ball. But that's a pair of putouts in the top of the fourth for Johnson. Nobody on, two outs for Noah Murray. One for two with a double and a run scored. First offering from Hoover is laced down the left field line for a base hit. It hits off the wall, and for Noah Murray, it's a two-out double, his second two-bagger of the game. And against the Axemen this season, he is four for seven with four doubles. Runner on second, two outs for Joseph DeLonzo. He is one for two with an RBI single. Flew out to the center fielder Tyree Jackson his last time up. First pitch from Hoover is a ball outside. It got past Kilgore, but he quickly gathers the ball to keep it a runner on second. The 1-0, low and away. Sock Puppets still lead by a pair of runs. Three of their seven hits have been for extra bases. The 2-0, ground ball, foul first baseline. Heckelman and Allen both flew out to the right fielder, R.J. Johnson Jr., to begin the fourth inning, and then Murray doubled two pitches later. Now two balls and a strike on Joseph DeLonzo. Hoover fires home. Skied high and deep to left field. Campos running back in front of the warning track, and he makes the half-inning ending catch. A hat trick of outfield putouts and a scoreless top of the fourth inning for Drew Hoover. To the bottom half, Myatt, Kilgore, and McCallum, 5-6-7 batters due up when we return. Jimmy Lovelace will return to the hill for the Sock Puppets.
TO08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
First pitch to Myatt is a strike call. Tyler Myatt is 1-for-1, singled into right field his first time up as he takes strike two. The 0-2, blowing outside. Myatt has reached base safely in four straight plate appearances going back to Sunday night's game at Elizabethton. The 1-2, Myatt pops it up foul behind home plate. Lovelace, in three completed innings, has allowed an earned run on four hits, no walks, and a pair of strikeouts. The 1-2 again. Ground ball to second base. And it goes off the glove of Murray and into right center field. And Tyler Myatt will reach on a fielding error.
Now batting catcher, number 20, Tanner Kilgore.
Nice way to start the bottom of the fourth inning. A runner on first, nobody out for Tanner Kilgore. First pitch, ground ball up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Tanner Kilgore records his first base hit of the season with the Axemen, and they have runners on first and second with nobody out. Now mound visit from pitching coach Jason White to Lovelace. This is the second time tonight the Axemen have started a half inning with runners on first and second and nobody out. In the bottom of the second inning, Sefcik and Myatt singled. And in the bottom of the fourth inning, Tyler Myatt reached on a fielding error by Noah Murray. And on the very next pitch, Tanner Kilgore singles up the middle into center field. And Liam McCallum is 1-for-1 with a single. He comes up to bat. Lovelace from the stretch looks back at Myatt, delivers home. First pitch is a ball low and outside. The 1-0, low and in, ball two. Kingsport has been outscored 28-26, very close in the fourth inning this year. The 2-0, low and outside, ball three. Burlington 3, Kingsport 1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runners on first and second, nobody out, and a 3-0 count on Liam McCallum. The pitch, strike one call. High part of the strike zone. Hitters count for the Aussie. The 3-1. McCallum grounds it sharply to second base. Picked up by Murray. Throw to second in time. Throw to first is late. And Liam McCallum reaches on a fielder's choice. Well, that's the first out in the bottom of the fourth inning with Myatt advancing to third. Runners on the corners, one out for Josh Campos. He is 0-for-1 with an RBI ground out that brought home Cal Sefcik for the lone Kingsport run of the game. First pitch, Campos chops it to shortstop. Trevino Jr. has it. Throw to second in time. Throw to first. Yes. And it's an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. The Axemen started with runners on first and second with nobody out but can't do anything with it. To the top of the fifth, Sock Puppets remain in front by a pair.
Axemen fans, make sure to come out tomorrow night for All You Can Eat Wednesday at 7 p.m. or Thursday evening at 7 for Thirsty Thursday.
Very disappointing ending to the bottom of the fourth.
Some cool Axemen swag. go check out our retail store located by the box office. We've got 3 new X-Men t-shirts in stock, 2 new hats, and much, much more.
Due up in the top of the 5th inning, 3-4-5 batters for the second time tonight. Thornton, Albright, and Bailey when we return. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151. For Josh Heppner, attorney at law. The Axemen will bring in a new pitcher, Drew Hoover, in line for the loss. In 4 innings, has allowed 3 earned runs on 7 hits, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Jeremiah Newman will come in to pitch. And it's shocking. Look, the game is far from over. It's only 4 completed innings, less than halfway done. But Drew Hoover, when he pitches, the Axemen offense just has the bats silenced. 6 completed starts, 7 completed starts now, and at the moment, 2.5 runs of support per game. Tonight, 1 run so far scored by the Axemen, but we'll see if they can pick up 4 or more and win this game. Well, Jeremiah Newman started the year as a starter, but has since found his way in the bullpen rotation. He's 1-0 overall with a 7.17 ERA in 3 relief appearances and 3 starts. He has a 1.97 whip, 241 opponent average, and 109 total batters faced. So he replaces Hoover. And it's Bromley Thornton due up, who's 1-for-1 with a single and a walk, but has yet to score tonight. First offering from Newman is a ball outside. The Sock Puppets scored 1 in the first inning, 2 in the second, while the Axemen scored their only run in the bottom of the second inning. The 1-0, strike 1 call. Thornton is 1-for-3 against Kingsport. He's walked twice and has 2 RBI sac flies in a game, and this being his second. Newman deals the 1-1. Thornton loops it foul behind home plate, strike 2. Doughboys now lead the state liner 6-0, so the Axemen really need to win this game to stay close in the playoff hunt. Ball and 2 strikes. The pitch. Upstairs. The square count offering from Newman. Strike 3 call. Hoo-ah! Hello, Newman. And Newman punches out his first batter looking. Bases empty, 1 out for Tyler Albright. Flew out to the center fielder Jackson his first time up, then singled to the center fielder Jackson in the top of the third inning. First pitch strike call from Newman. And with Elizabethan leading Tri-State, as Newman comes home with the 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two. If Elizabethan wins tonight and Kingsport loses, then the River Riders and Axemen, believe it or not, will be tied for third place, and Elizabethan has the head-to-head, 6-2. The 0-2, ball downstairs. This is the first of a 5-game homestand for the Kingsport Axemen, 2 against Burlington, a pair versus Johnson City, and then a home-and-home against the Bluefield Ridge Runners. The 1-2, ball upstairs. Square count on Albright. Newman sends home. Ball 3 up and in. So after a called strike and a swinging strike on the first two pitches, Newman has thrown 3 straight pitches high and out of the zone. Payoff pitch. Ball 4 high. First two pitches were strikes, next 4 were balls, and Albright walks for the first time tonight. Runner on first, 1 out.
Now batting number 6, Carter Bailey.
Runner on first, 1 out for Carter Bailey. 0 for 2 with a pair of swinging strikeouts. Both were against Drew Hoover. First offering from Newman is in for a called strike. Sock Puppets 3, Axemen 1. A lot of hits tonight. 12 total hits, but only 4 total runs. Burlington with 7, Kingsport with 5 base knocks. The 0-1. Low and outside, kept in front by Kilgore. He's been a brick wall behind the plate tonight for the Axemen. One ball and one strike on Bailey. The pitch. Low and outside. So one of Newman's last 7 pitches has been a strike after throwing 2 straight to open up the plate appearance against Albright. The 2-1, ball in the dirt, and that gets past Kilgore. Albright advances to second base on the pass ball. And now mound visit from Kilgore to Newman. Three balls and a strike on Carter Bailey. A pitch, swing and a miss on a high fastball. Full count, 1 out. Albright leads off second base. Payoff pitch from Newman. Ball 4 inside. So back-to-back walks after Newman struck out Thornton to begin his outing.
Now batting number 4, Lee Trevino Jr.
Bailey on first, Albright on second. They both walked on full count pitches. And now it is Luis Trevino Jr. who is 0-for-2 with a ground out and a fly out. Both runners take off. First pitch in for a called strike. Throw down to third goes into left field. And Albright will score. Bailey advances to third base. The Sock Puppets lead 4-1. Very unfortunate sequence of events. Back-to-back walks, a stolen base, and then an errant throw rolls into left field, giving Albright the chance to score. And then Bailey advanced all the way from first to third. The 1-0 ball outside. Hitters count for Luis Trevino Jr. The 2-0 from Newman. Downstairs, kept in front by the chest protector of Kilgore. That short hopped in front of home plate. The Sock Puppets have scored a run and have a runner on third in the top of the fifth inning without recording a hit. In fact, without putting a ball in play. The 3-0 fouled back. Aggressive approach from Trevino Jr., but that's strike one. Well, Kingsport, of course, would like to be down by a maximum of 3 runs entering the bottom of the fifth inning. The 3-1. Ball 4 inside. Or should be ball 4. It's actually a full count. So the first pitch was, in fact, ruled a strike. Payoff pitch. Ground ball into right field for a base hit. Bailey scores, and it's an RBI single for Trevino Jr. The Sock Puppets lead 5-1. Now mound visit from pitching coach Josh Lucas. The Sock Puppets 5, the Axemen 1. And Burlington has a runner on first with only one out, and it brings up Trey Tiffin. And Trey Tiffin is the only Sock Puppet who has not reached base safely tonight. Leadoff batter Murray has 2 hits. DeLonzo has a hit. Thornton has a hit. Albright has a hit. Bailey walked. Trevino Jr. just recorded a hit. And Heckelman and Allen both have hits in the bottom 2 spots of the order. So top to bottom, the Sock Puppets are producing. Trey Tiffin looks to avoid being the odd man out tonight. He's 0-for-2 with a flyout to the left fielder Campos and a half-inning ground out to the shortstop Mason Swinney. Burlington in the midst of a 2-run fifth inning. First offering. Low in the dirt, ball 1. No bullpen action at the moment for Kingsport. Newman, in a third of an inning, has allowed 2 runs, 1 earned on 1 hit, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Trevino Jr. leads off first base, and Newman lobs it back to McCallum. Newman once again throws back to first. The 1-0, ball 2 high and outside. Newman has thrown 25 pitches, 15 balls, 10 strikes. He's missing most of them high. Hitters count for Tiffin. And Newman once again throws back to first. It was low, but scooped up by McCallum. The 2-0. Half swing and a miss. He did go around. That's a big break for Jeremiah Newman because that would have been ball three otherwise. And Newman once again throws back to first. That's the fourth pickoff attempt during this plate appearance, and he's only thrown three pitches. And Newman once again throws back to first base. That's five pickoff attempts in this plate appearance. The 2-1 popped up, foul behind home plate and out of play, and the count is square. He threw a pitch, then made a pair of pickoff attempts, threw another pitch, a pickoff attempt, threw the next one, a pair of pickoff attempts, and then the fourth one a moment ago to even up the count, two balls and two strikes. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss. Strike three. No throw down to second from Tanner Kilgore and Luis Trevino Jr. After all those pickoff attempts, steals second base without a throw. But two outs now. A pair of strikeouts from Jeremiah Newman in the top of the fifth inning. But now a runner on second. Two outs for Brian Heckelman. Heckelman tonight is 1-for-2 with a run scored. He was brought home on the Nick Allen two-run blast in the top of the third inning. Newman steps off. First pitch is a ball up and in. The 1-0, ball two high and inside. Again, he's missing high. He's now thrown 30 pitches this inning, 16 balls, 14 strikes. Runner on second, two outs. Newman from the stretch. Delivers home. Strike one call. The Sock Puppets scored one in the first inning, two in the second, two so far in the fifth inning. And Kingsport's lone run came in the bottom of the second inning on a Josh Campos RBI groundout that brought home Sefcik. The 2-1, high and inside, ball three. Three one count, two outs. The pitch. Line drive to third, and Sefcik couldn't scoop it up cleanly, but he collects it, and the throw to first is late. So Brian Heckelman reaches base. We'll see if it's a single or an error.
Number 26, Nick Allen.
It was an impressive attempt from Sefcik to regather that, and I was surprised he was able to make the throw to first with a chance of getting Heckelman out. Nick Allen is 1-for-2 with a two-run home run. He comes up. First pitch from Newman is a ball high and inside. It's the same spot, high and in, that Newman is missing it. So he looks to make that adjustment. 1-0. That's in for a strike call. So Newman has now thrown 35 pitches in the top of the fifth inning. The 1-1. Strike two call. Heckelman on first. Trevino on second. Heckelman did reach on a fielding error from Sefcik. And Trevino had an RBI single. The 1-2. Strike three call. Hoo-ah! Newman strikes out the side but does allow two runs, one earned. We're halfway done with tonight's game. In the bottom of the fifth, two up for the Axemen. 9-1-2 hitters, Torbett, Jackson, and Swinney when we return. The Axemen look to respond after the two-run top of the fifth from Burlington.
East Tennessee State University, classrooms extend far beyond the walls of our campus. You'll be part of an energized community focused on improving the quality of life for people in our region and around the world. Participate in hands-on learning experiences in over 160 academic programs that provide you with knowledge and skills you need to build the future you want. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Jack Torbett is 0-for-1 with an inning-ending flyout to the right fielder, Bromley Thornton. First pitch is a ball out from Lovelace. Next offering, strike one call. Burlington 5, Kingsport 1. The 1-1. In for a called strike. Sock Puppets with 5 runs on 8 hits have made 1 error in the field. The Axemen with 1 run on 5 hits, also an error defensively. The 1-2 tails outside, and it's a square count on Torbett. He is 2 for his first 8 at-bats this season with a walk, a stolen base, and 4 strikeouts. 2-2 from Lovelace. Slow roller that will roll foul down the third base line. Would have been an infield hit if it stayed fair. Two count, nobody out. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Torbett out on strikes to begin the bottom of the fifth.
Now batting center fielder, number 2, Tyree Jackson.
Base is empty, one out for Tyree Jackson. First pitch, cut and a miss. Jackson is 0-for-2 with a pair of ground outs, one to third base, one to second base. The 0-1, strike two call. Lovelace is 2 outs away from being qualified for the win in tonight's game. The 0-2, ball one low and away. Jackson has been the best batter at home this season for the Axemen, batting .335 at Hunter Wright Stadium. The 1-2, strike three call. Jimmy Lovelace punches out his fourth batter, and he's still yet to walk one. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth.
Mason Sweeney.
Nobody on, 2 outs for Mason Sweeney, 0 for 2 with a flyout and strikeout. First pitch is fouled off the home plate netting. The 0-1, Sweeney, ground ball to the third baseman, Bailey. Fields it cleanly, throw to first is scooped up by Tiffin in time for the inning ending out. Spectacular play at first base by Trey Tiffin. It's a perfect fifth inning for Jimmy Lovelace. To the top of the six, sock puppets remain in front by four.
$75 million, and the Mega Millions jackpot is up to $226 million. With two great ways to win millions, hurry into any Tennessee lottery retailer and play Powerball and Mega Millions.
Top of the order will be due up for the sock puppets with Noah Murray, Joseph DeLonzo, and Bromley Thornton in the top of the sixth when we return. Kingsport looks to stay within four runs. It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made in Tennessee. So enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Hunter Wright Stadium or pick some up at your local grocery retailer. Kingsport brings in a new pitcher, and it's Carson Clark to face the top of the order. Final line for Newman. In one inning, allowed two earned runs on two hits, two walks, and three strikeouts. First pitch from Clark is fouled back. It was a rocky start to the season for Carson Clark, but since then, he's done much better. The 0-1, ball high. In his first two innings, Clark allowed five earned runs on seven hits. Since then, Clark has allowed two earned runs on eight hits and five and a third innings of work. The 1-1, low and inside in the dirt. 10 of Clark's first 11 hits surrendered were singles, but since then, three of his last four hits allowed have been for extra bases. The 2-1 is launched into the right center gap. Johnson Jr. going back, and he makes the catch in stride for the out.
Now batting number 15, Joseph DeLonzo.
So a deep fly out to right field from Noah Murray, and now it is Joseph DeLonzo. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI single his first time up. That was the second at-bat of the game. First pitch from Clark, cut and a miss. We're entering the final stretch of the 2024 Appalachian League season. The Axemen have really struggled in the month of July. 2-10 this month, and in June, 13-9, just big time 180. The 1-1, fouled back. One ball and two strikes on DeLonzo. The Axemen are 1-4 at home this month and 1-6 on the road. Yeah. Clark fires home the 1-2. Just missed high. Pair of road losses at Elizabethton. Two in Burlington. And another two in Elizabethton. Next pitch, ripped into right field for a base hit. And it's a one-out, two-strike single for DeLonzo. And he secures a multi-hit game.
Now batting number 49, Bromley Thornton.
Runner on first, one out for Bromley Thornton. First offering from Clark, tails outside. Sock Puppets have a four-run advantage in the sixth inning. Murray led off with a flyout, and then DeLonzo singled a moment ago. The 1-0. Ball two outside. Clark entering tonight overall in 7 1/3 innings pitched has allowed 6 earned runs on 15 hits, 5 walks, and 8 strikeouts. So he's definitely put a lot of balls in the strike zone, but a lot of hits against him. The 2-0. Strike one call. Including tonight, 16 hits and 8 complete innings. So 2 hits every one inning for Clark. The 2-1. Runner takes off, and it's a ground ball into right field for a base hit, and it rolls slowly, so it gives DeLonzo a chance to advance to third base. Back-to-back singles for the Sock Puppets, and they have runners on the corners with one out.
Now batting number 46, Tyler
a perfected hit and run between Thornton and DeLonzo. Just Torbett was nowhere near the normal second base position. And now manager Rick Adair will make a mound visit to Carson Clark. And the rest of the infield, Sefcik, Swinney, Torbett, and McCallum approaches the hill as well. Sock Puppets now with 10 hits. And Trey Tiffin, the lone batter yet to reach base safely. Not only that, he's one of two hit batters without a hit. So Burlington has runners on the corners with one out for the cleanup batter, Tyler Albright, who singled in the third inning and walked in the fifth. He scored his last time around. So lengthy mound visit from Adair to Carson Clark and the rest of the infield. We'll see if it pays off. Thornton on first, Alonzo on third. Clark throws back to first base. First pitch to Albright is skied high in the air to left center field. Josh Campos is under it. He makes the catch, but DeLonzo tags up from third and scores on a Tyler Albright RBI sacrifice fly. Burlington leads 6-1.
Now batting number 6, Carter Bailey.
Now just a runner on first with two outs for Carter Bailey. Last time walked, stole a base, and scored. He's 0-2. First pitch from Clark is in for a strike. Clark, in 2/3 of an inning, has allowed an earned run on 2 hits. A single from DeLonzo, a single from Thornton. Runner takes off. Ball outside. Throw down to second from Kilgore is late, but Thornton was off the bag. So he is tagged out, and it's a caught stealing for Tanner Kilgore, his first of the season. And that ends the top of the sixth inning. Kingsport will trail by 5 entering the bottom half. So a little too anxious on the slide was Bromley Thornton. To the bottom of the sixth, due up for the Axemen, Johnson Jr., Sefcik, and Tyler Myatt. Kingsport looks to make some magic and avoid dropping its seventh straight game. Hey, Kingsport, looking for a place where fitness meets fun for the whole family? Look no further than the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA. Break a sweat in their state-of-the-art gym or join one of their exciting group fitness classes. With programs for kids, teens, and adults, there's something for everyone. Plus, their supportive community will make you feel right at home. Come see why the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA is more than a gym. It's a place where friendships flourish and health thrives. Visit them today or check them out online at ymcakpt.org.
Right fielder, number 22, R.J. Johnson.
Jimmy Lovelace returns to the hill for Burlington looking for a quality start. In five innings, he's allowed an earned run on five hits, no walks, and four strikeouts. First offering to Johnson Jr. is outside. This has been by far Lovelace's best start of the season. The 1-0. Skied high in the air to deep right field. Thornton to the line and makes the catch, though. So quick out to begin the bottom of the sixth.
Now batting third baseman, number 45, Cal Sefcik.
Base is empty, one out for Cal Sefcik. He has scored the only Axemen run tonight. He is 1-for-2, singled his first time up. First pitch from Lovelace, foul tip back by Sefcik. Sefcik leads the team with 20 RBIs, and he has scored 17 times. Well, 18 now, including tonight. The 0-1, low and away. Burlington has scored in four of six offensive frames. One in the first, two in the second, two in the fifth, one in the sixth. The 1-1 is a chopper to third. Bailey charges in, fields it on the backhand. Throw to first on the run is late, and it's an infield single for Cal Sefcik. For the second game in a row, the Cincinnati Bearcat records a multi-hit game. Tyler Myatt has reached base both times tonight, but only safely once, and that was a single. His last time up, reached on a fielding error by the second baseman, Noah Murray. Runner on first, one out following the infield single by Cal Sefcik. First pitch to Myatt, strike on the outside corner. Lovelace has now thrown 80 pitches, 55 strikes. Throwback to first was scooped up by Tiffin and late on the pickoff attempt. So going back to last game, Sefcik is 4-for-his-last-6. The 0-1, Myatt. It's a foul and out of play, third base side. Good crowd tonight at Hunter Wright Stadium, looking to cheer on the Axemen to their first win since 2 weeks ago. The 0-2, fouled back on the high pitch. High pitch, Eric. Burlington 6, Kingsport 1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. No balls, two strikes, one out, runner on first. Tyler Myatt up to bat, battling with Jimmy Lovelace. The pitch, low and outside. Myatt has reached base safely in four of his last five plate appearances. The 1-2, high and outside, square count. The 2-2 fouled off his foot. It was interesting. I was listening to the radio earlier today, and somebody was talking about how game show hosts, it used to be that they would all come from radio. Now it's like celebrities and athletes. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. So Myatt strikes out for the first time tonight and two down in the bottom of the sixth inning. And I thought that was a great point. And there are people who are completely unqualified to host shows that are hosting shows. And yeah, it's great that you're a pro athlete, or it's great that you're a celebrity, but I think that the guys should be, or the everybody should be coming from radio. First pitch to Kilgore is the ball downstairs. Burlington leads by five in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 1-0. Kilgore flies it high in the air to left field. It'll be hard to track for Albright, but he makes the catch looking into the lights for the final out of the inning. Lovelace secures a quality start in six innings. He's allowed one run on six hits, no walks, and five strikeouts. Top of the seventh inning, Burlington remains in front by five. Due up for Burlington in the top of the seventh inning, Carter Bailey, Luis Trevino Jr., and Trey Tiffin. 5-6-7 hitters to face Carson Clark when we come back.
TL 13-30-19 instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Tonight's game has gone by quite quickly. First pitch was at 7 o'clock, and since then 108 minutes have elapsed. So we do 108 divided by 6, 18 minutes per inning, 9 per half inning. That's really not that long. Carson Clark returns to the mound in one complete inning. He's allowed an earned run on two hits, no walks, no strikeouts. The three outs were a fly out, a sacrifice fly, and then caught stealing. And that was Bromley Thornton, who was caught at second base by Tanner Kilgore. So Carter Bailey will lead off. First offering from Clark. Lifted high in the air to deep left field. Campos going back, and it one hops the wall off the warning track. It's a first pitch leadoff double for Carter Bailey. It's been a sock puppets hit parade. Now a dozen hits for Burlington. They have a runner on second, nobody out for Luis Trevino Jr., who singled home a run his last time up to bat. That was in the top of the fifth inning. He swings at the first pitch, low roller to third. Sefcik picks it up, tags out the runner, and the throw to first is in time. It's a 5-3 double play. Heads-up play by Cal Sefcik to have the awareness to tag out Bailey and fire to first base. A rare 5-3 double play. That's just base-running error by Bailey. First pitch is a ball outside to Tiffin. Again, Tiffin, the only sock puppet who has not reached base safely tonight. Could that be the spark that gives the Axemen some momentum going after stretch time? Next pitch, chopper to third, foul. The Axemen will need six or more runs. Well, actually, they don't. They will need five or more runs to win tonight's game because extra innings don't exist in the regular season, just the tiebreaker. The 1-1 just missed outside. That was the play of the game by Cal Sefcik at third base. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Tiffin bloops it into the right center gap. Johnson Jr. charging in, and he makes the diving catch. A defensive masterclass in the top of the seventh inning for the Axemen. Burlington is held off the board. It's stretch time at Hunter Wright Stadium. Sock puppet 6, Kingsport 1.
All right, X-Men fans, it's time for baseball's oldest tradition. Everyone stand up and sing along to take me out to the ballgame.
That's probably the most impressive half inning defensively for the Axemen this season between the 5-3 double play and that diving catch by Johnson Jr. To the bottom of the seventh, bottom three hitters due up, McCallum, Campos, and Torbett. You never know, this could be the part of the order that gives the Axemen some hope, trailing by five. Sock Puppets will bring in a new pitcher. We'll see who it is in a few moments. Jimmy Lovelace, magnificent outing. Six innings, one run on six hits, no walks, five strikeouts, and none of those six hits were for extra bases. Bunch of singles. Two from Sefcik, one from Myatt, one from Kilgore, one from McCallum, and one from Johnson Jr. And the new pitcher for the Puppets of Sock will be Gabe McGallen. Goes to Biola in California. I don't know if it's Biola College or University, but he's from Hanford, California. I want to call him Magellan, like the explorer, Fernando Magellan. Ferdinand Magellan. My favorite explorer. He died at just 41 years old at Lapu-Lapu City in the Philippines, and he was born in Sabrosa, Portugal.
Leading off for your X-Men,
very underrated explorer, you know.
30,
I prefer Magellan Day. I celebrate Magellan Day. He just doesn't get enough love from the world. First offering to Liam McCallum. Ball high and outside. If you really think about it, Ronaldo is not even the most successful Portuguese man of all time. It might just be Magellan. The 1-0. Outside, ball two. McCallum tonight is 1-for-2, singled his first time up. Last time up to bat, reached on a fielder's choice on a ground ball to the second baseman, Noah Murray. 2-0. McCallum fouls it off the home plate, netting strike one. So brilliant defensive work by the Axemen in the top of the seventh inning. After a first pitch double from Carter Bailey, Lee Trevino Jr. on the next pitch grounded into a 5-3 double play, and then four pitches later, Tiffin flew out to a diving R.J. Johnson Jr. in right field. The 2-1. McCallum mashes it foul down the left field line. That will tail out of play. Score update in Johnson City. The Doughboys are shutting out the state liner 7-0, so it's really a must-win game for Kingsport every time out now. The 2-2, fouled off the home plate netting, just to the right of me. The The count remains square on Liam McCallum. Sock Puppet 6, Axeman 1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 2-2 again. Swing and a miss, strike 3. McCallum out on strikes. Tough way to finish the at-bat that had a promising start with a 2-0 count.
Now batting left fielder, number 13, Josh Campos.
Base is empty, one out for Joshua Campos. He's 0 for 2 with an RBI ground out. He has the lone RBI for the Axemen, and his last time up grounded into an inning-ending double play. First offering to Campos, swing and a miss. So with a Doughboys win and an Axeman loss, Kingsport would be 3.5 games back from second place. And Johnson City comes here on Thursday and Friday. The 0-1, low and outside, even count. The 1-1, strike 2 call. Middle high part of the strike zone. Burlington with 6 runs on 12 hits. Kingsport 1 run on 6 hits. The 1-2, ball upstairs, square count. The Axemen have lost 10 of 11, including 6 straight. The only win in that span came in a tiebreaker against Bristol with the bases loaded, 2 outs, and a full count. That's how close to 11 straight losses the Axemen are. The 2-2, Campos fouls it back. It's really been a revolving door. Players coming in and out. This weekend alone, Riley Orr, Jet Gilliam, and Stone Lawless removed from the roster, and then only one player added in Ty Denton, a catcher. The 2-2, strike 3 call. And McGowan punches out Campos looking. A pair of strikeouts for him.
Now batting second baseman, number 87, Jack Corbin.
Base is empty, 2 outs for Jack Torbett. 0 for 2 with a flyout to the right fielder. Thornton and a strikeout. First offering popped up. Foul ground third base side, playable for Carter Bailey. And he makes the inning-ending catch directly in front of the Kingsport dugout. It is a perfect seventh inning for McGowan.
The Tennessee Education Lottery is
to the top of the eighth inning. Sock Puppet, 6, Axeman, 1. Heckelman, Allen, and Murray. 8-9-1 batters due up for the Sock Puppets. Well, unfortunately, the incredible defensive performance in the top of the seventh inning has nothing succeeded by it. A perfect seventh inning for the Burlington defense. Top of the eighth coming up next. Fans, make sure to stop by the concession stands at Hunter Wright Stadium to get yourself an Elm Hill hot dog. It is the only hot dog made in Tennessee. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. And Carson Clark is back on the hill. In 2 innings, he's allowed an earned run on 3 hits, no walks, no strikeouts. In his last 7 1/3 innings, he's allowed 3 earned runs. In his first 2, he allowed 5 this season. So Clark has really grown into the game this year. Greenville already in the ninth inning against Pulaski. It's been a very quick game. Pulaski's out hitting Greenville 6-5, but the Flyboys lead 2-0. A double from Tyler Inge has the only extra base hit for the Flyboys, and then Nick Williams RBI single and a Brody Johnson RBI ground out are the two scoring plays. So top of the eighth inning coming up. Carson Clark on the mound. First pitch is in for a called strike. Brian Heckelman tonight is 1-for-3. The 0-1. Foul back. Just skimmed off the bat. Sock Puppets with a win tonight and a Bluefield loss would be all alone in second place. And at the moment, it's looking good because the Ridge Runners trail 3-1 against Danville. Next pitch is blooped to first base, and McCallum makes the easy catch. One down. And Carson Clark has retired three straight batters since the leadoff first pitch double from Carter Bailey in the top of the seventh inning. Bases empty, one out for Nick Allen. His two-run blast at the moment is the game-winning hit. First pitch strike call from Clark. The 0-1, low and inside. Clark has now thrown 27 pitches, 10 balls, 17 strikes. Sock Puppets still lead by 5. The 1-1, outside ball 2. The 2-1, ground ball into the Kingsport dugout, almost hit Jeremiah Newman. The count is square on Nick Allen. 2-2 from Clark. Popped up, first base side, foul ground, playable for Liam McCallum. And he makes the catch. And McCallum has a pair of putouts in the top of the eighth inning.
Number 7, Noah Murray.
Bases empty, 2 outs. Noah Murray, he's 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles and a run scored. He was brought home in the top of the first inning on that DeLonzo RBI single. First pitch, strike one call. Carson Clark has thrown just 9 pitches in the eighth inning. The 0-1. Tails outside and gets past the catcher, Tanner Kilgore. When we get to the bottom of the eighth inning, it will be the top of the Axemen order due up. The 1-1. Ball 2 high and outside. Burlington looking for win number 20. The 2-1, outside ball 3. So after a first pitch called strike from Clark, 3 straight out of the zone and all have missed outside. The 3-1, Murray grounds it sharply to third. Sefcik has it. Throw to first is on the money for the half inning ending out. It's a perfect eighth inning for Carson Clark. In back-to-back frames, the Sock Puppets bring the minimum of 3 batters to the plate. Bottom of the eighth coming up next. Kingsport trailing 6-1. But the top of the order will come up in the half inning.
Ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com.
Join us.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
First pitch called strike to Tyree Jackson, 0 for 3 with a pair of groundouts and a strikeout. The 0-1, cut and a miss, strike two. Jackson enters tonight on a team-best 10-game on-base streak, which is top 10 in the league. That could get snapped. The 0-2, ball downstairs. But Jackson has been here all season, and just an everyday guy that brings the thunder. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three.
Now batting shortstop, number 88, Mason Swinney.
Base is empty, one out for Mason Swinney. Tonight 0 for 3 with a fly out, a ground out, and a swinging strikeout. First pitch, watch for a called strike. Kingsport has been held off the board in five straight half innings, not including the bottom of the eighth. The 0-1 just missed outside. So tomorrow night, same time, same place, the Sock Puppets will play the Axemen. Doughboys now lead the State Liners 9-0, so Johnson City will win that game. The 1-1, strike two call. Well, Kingsport recorded three hits in the bottom of the second. Since then, three hits in the next five and a third innings combined. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did not go around. So Swinney catches a break and the count is square on the Dallas Baptist Patriot. Transferred from Alabama in the middle of the summer. It'll be a great move for him. The 2-2, low and outside. Dallas Baptist, they take baseball very seriously there. It's the school's best sport for sure. Payoff pitch. Ball four outside, and it's a one-out walk for Mason Swinney.
Now batting right fielder, number 22, R.J. Johnson.
Runner on first, one out for Johnson Jr. He's 1 for 3 tonight with a stolen base. Has lined out and flied out. Swinney leads off first, held on by Tiffin. First pitch launched high in the air to deep right center field. Allen going back. It splits the gap. One hops off the turf and off the wall. Swinney advances to third base, and it's a double for R.J. Johnson Jr. And it looked like Swinney may have thought that it was a book rule double and that it went over the wall, because I feel like he could have scored there. But the Axemen have two runners in scoring position with one out for Cal Sefcik. This is a dangerous situation for the Burlington defense. First pitch to Sefcik is belted into left field for a base hit. Swinney scores. Johnson Jr. advances to third base. It's an RBI single for the Cincinnati Bearcat. Kingsport has cut the lead to 4, and it's 6-2, Sock Puppets. How about that? Two hits in the last three pitches for the Axemen. A Johnson Jr. double and a Sefcik RBI single. Now a mound visit from pitching coach Jason White. The Axemen have life. After a leadoff strikeout by Jackson, three straight batters have reached safely. Swinney walked and scored. Johnson Jr. doubled, and then Sefcik single, which of course brought home Swinney. This sends up Tyler Myatt, who is 1-for-3 with a swinging strikeout. Sefcik on first, Johnson Jr. on third. One out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Myatt watches a called strike on the first offering. No balls and a strike, one out. Sefcik leads off first, Johnson Jr. on third. The pitch, Myatt mashes it foul down the third baseline, and that could have been trouble. All 10 of Myatt's hits this season have been singles, and 7 of the 10 have come with runners on. The 0-2, ball in the dirt, including one tonight. He singled with Sefcik on first base. The 1-2, high and inside, chin music, and the count is square on Myatt. He was down in the count 0-2, but has since taken a pair of balls outside the zone, and the count is square on the fifth hitting designated hitter. The 2-2, Myatt, foul tip off of home plate, and he stays alive. Sefcik on first base, he singled home Swinney, and Johnson Jr. is the runner on third. He doubled. The 2-2 again. Myatt hammers it into left field for a base hit. Johnson Jr. scores. Sefcik advances to second base. It's an RBI single for Tyler Myatt. The Axemen are within 3. It's 6-3, Burlington. Brilliant at-bat from Tyler Myatt. And all of a sudden, the Axemen have the tying run at home plate and Tanner Kilgore. Kilgore tonight, 1-for-3 with a single. Flew out his last time up. Runners on first and second, one out. First pitch is in for a called strike. So back-to-back RBI singles from Sefcik and Myatt have the Axemen down by a hat trick of runs in the bottom of the eighth. It's Kingsport's first multi-run inning of the night. The 0-1. Kilgore crushes it, but it's fielded by the third baseman Bailey. He steps on the bag and throws across the diamond for the inning-ending double play. Unfortunate ending to the bottom of the eighth inning. However, the Axemen do bring home a pair of runs.
The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $7 billion for education. It's more than just our players that are winning big.
To the top of the ninth, Sock Puppet 6, Axemen 3. Two up in the top of the ninth for Burlington. It'll be DeLonzo, Thornton, and Albright, the 2-3-4 batters. And the Axemen will bring in a new pitcher. And it looks like it will be David Ellison replacing Carson Clark. And it will be. Impressive outing from Carson Clark. 3 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, no walks, no strikeouts. So none of his 9 outs recorded were K's. To the top of the ninth inning, Burlington ahead by three.
East Tennessee State University, classrooms extend far beyond the walls of our campus. You'll be part of an energized community focused on improving the quality of life for people in our region and around the world. Participate in hands-on learning experiences in over 160 academic programs that provide you with knowledge and skills you need to build the future you want. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
David Ellison replaces Carson Clark on the mound. Ellison, in his season debut on July 11th versus Danville, threw 31 pitches and allowed 4 earned runs in the 5th inning. 6 of his 9 batters faced saw a 2-strike count, but only 2 of the 6 were retired. After recording his first out, 5 straight batters reached base on 3 hits, a hit by pitch, and a fielding error. In an inning, he allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 3 hits, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. So, his, of course, an ERA of 36 after just one outing, but that could drop exponentially after tonight's outing. And it's the 2-3-4 batters that will come up for Burlington. The Sock Puppets have brought up a minimum of 3 hitters in back-to-back innings for the first time tonight. Joseph DeLonzo leads off. He's had a successful night at the plate. 2-for-4 with an RBI single and a run scored. Burlington 6, Kingsport 3. When we get to the bottom of the ninth inning, it'll be the bottom 3 part of the Axeman order due up. First pitch from Ellison. Strike 1 call. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good beginning for David Ellison. He's the tallest active player on the Axeman roster. 6'4". The pitch. Fouled off the home plate netting and almost broke my computer. Thank goodness it did not. He is 6'4", 230 pounds. The 0-2 again. Popped up, fouling out of play, third base side. Sock Puppets have 6 runs on a dozen hits. Kingsport with 3 runs on 9 hits. 8 of those 9 hits are singles. The 0-2 again. Ball in the dirt, kept in front by Kilgore. No balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Just missed outside, ball 1. Pitch. Foul back. Correction, 2 balls and 2 strikes on DeLonzo. Ellison fires home. Missed inside. So DeLonzo has battled back to take the lead in the count. He has fouled off 3 of the first 8 pitches in this plate appearance. Payoff pitch. Launched high in the air to deep right field. Johnson Jr. going back, and he leaps to make the catch against the wall. One down in the top of the ninth inning.
Now batting number 49, Bromley Thornton.
6 straight Sock Puppets have been retired. A nice play. Johnson Jr. has been brilliant in right field tonight. Nobody on, 1 out for Bromley Thornton. First offering from Ellison. Foul back and out of play. Thornton tonight, also great night at the plate. 2-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. The 0-1. lifted into center field. Tyree Jackson covering a lot of ground, and he makes the catch in right center. Seven straight Burlington batters have been retired.
Now batting number 46, Tyler Albright.
Now it's Tyler Albright. He's 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI sacrifice fly, a walk, and a run scored. He's batting 292 overall with a 774 OPS. First pitch, strike call. And David Ellison is working smoothly through the top half of the Sock Puppets order. The 0-1. Missed low and away. The 1-1. Inside. Again, the Axemen will have the bottom three hitters due up, but there really aren't that many options to pinch hit. The 1-1. Strike two call, but Liam McCallum singled. Campos has an RBI grounded, and Torbett has put two or three balls in play as the next pitch is ripped foul down the right field line. Count remains square. Nobody is an easy out in the bottom of the order. But you have Nico Newhan available to pinch hit. And he has done very well in late game situations this season. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Ellis in the pitch. Missed outside, full count. Three, two count, two outs. The pitch. Ground ball to third. Sefcik collects it. Throw to first is perfection. Consecutive perfect innings for the Axemen defense. Kingsport has momentum entering the bottom of the ninth inning. Burlington 6, Kingsport 3. Sefcik has been brilliant at the hot corner tonight. The one last chance for the Axemen to put up three or more runs, and it's McCallum, Campos, and Torbett at the moment due up, but pending a potential pinch hitter. And if anybody's going to pinch hit, it would be Newhan.
TO 08 3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
So Nico Newhan will, in fact, come into pinch hit. It looks like he will replace Jack Torbett. So asking you all, shall receive. Newhan will have at least one plate appearance tonight. Sock Puppets bringing a new pitcher. Looking to close it out. Kyle Emmons. Burlington 6, Kingsport 3. The Axemen look to avoid losing their seventh consecutive game. First pitch from Evans. McCallum rips it into left field for a base hit. It's a leadoff single for the Sydney, Australia native. And he has a multi-hit game for the second time this season.
Josh Campos.
Really couldn't ask for a better start. Runner on first, nobody out for Josh Campos. New hand on deck to pinch hit for Torbett. First offering to Campos is fouled away. Again, the new pitcher for the Sock Puppets is Kyle Emmons from Pasadena, Maryland, and goes to Towson, not Pasadena, California. The 0-1. Low and outside, and Campos held up on the check swing, even count. The first pitch leadoff single from Liam McCallum, and the Axemen trail by three in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-1, Campos, foul tip off the tools of ignorance of Brian Heckelman, a ball and two strikes. The Axemen scored one in the second inning, two in the eighth. A pair of RBI singles in the last offensive half inning for the Axemen. The 1-2 from Emmons. Strike three call. Campos is punched out, and that's the first out in the bottom of the ninth. Nico Newhand comes in to pinch hit for Jack Torbett. Sock Puppet 6, Axemen 3. I love this move, and I really think it's going to pay off. Nico Newhand leads the league in ninth inning hits. He is 5 for 11 with two doubles and a triple. First offering is a chopper foul first base side. His most notable ninth inning base knock came on a two-strike, two-out pitch in the bottom of the ninth against Pulaski on June 11th when he drove in the game-winning run on a walk-off single. And this is not good because Brian Heckelman, the Sock Puppets catcher, is down. Trainer Angela Talaganis checks on him, as well as manager Anthony Eason. We'll see if Heckelman is able to stay in the game. If not, you have both Marco Lopez and Garrett Garfield available to replace him, with three active catchers listed on the roster. Heckelman will, in fact, stay in the game. Good to see that he is okay. McCallum on first, following his leadoff single. One out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Kingsport needs a minimum of three runs. Emmons fires home the 0-1. Newhand swings and misses, strike two. The good news is that Nico Newhand leads the league in hits when batting behind the count. He is 15. No other player has more than 11. The 0-2. Low and outside and kept in front by Heckelman. That's an incredible stop by the Burlington catcher. One ball and two strikes. Emmons ahead. The pitch, high and inside, square count. Newhand will make the most out of this plate appearance, coming in to pinch hit for Torbett. He was down the count 0-2 and has evened it up. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and he's out on strikes.
Now batting center fielder, number two, Tyree Jackson.
It is all up to Tyree Jackson. And that 10-game on-base streak is on the ropes. He's 0 for 4 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch, Jackson pops it up. Shallow center field. Second baseman Noah Murray is under it. And he makes the game-ending catch. Final score from Hunter Wright Stadium. Burlington 6, Kingsport 3. The Sock Puppets scored six runs on 12 hits, made one error in the field. The Axemen scored three runs on 10 hits, also made an error defensively. Tonight's winning pitcher for the Sock Puppets is Jimmy Lovelace, a quality outing. One run in six innings on six hits, no walks, and five strikeouts, while the losing pitcher for the Axemen is Drew Hoover. In four innings, allowed three earned runs on seven hits, a walk, three strikeouts, and a Nick Allen two-run blast. Emmons records the save, his fifth of the season. Well, Kingsport drops to a season worst five games below 500 and have now lost seven straight games and dropped to 2-11 in July. It's been that kind of month. And in a two-month season, really can't afford to have a month like this, but it's good that the Axemen showed life in the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, the Axemen will look to split the series tomorrow and snap the seven-game skid. With the win, Burlington improves to 20-16. And great news for the Sock Puppets. At the moment, Danville leads Bluefield 4-3 in the top of the eighth inning, but the Ridge Runners are threatening with runners on first and second and two outs. So if Bluefield is able to come back and win, they will remain tied for second place in the AL East with the Sock Puppets. But if they lose, then Burlington will be a game in front of Bluefield. From Hunter Wright Stadium, I'm Ben Slotnick. Player of the game offensively for the Axemen, no doubt. Cal Sefcik, 3-for-4, an RBI run scored. And then it would have to be Tyler Myatt, 2-for-4 with an RBI single. And they batted fourth and fifth in the lineup. That middle of the order was spectacular tonight for the Axemen. They combined 6-for-12. Sefcik, 3-for-4, Myatt, 2-for-4, and Kilgore, 1-for-4. Well, it's been a tough stretch, but look, now with 12 games remaining, you never know what can happen. But the Doughboys will win tonight. Now they'll be 3.5 games in front of the Axemen for second place. The clock is ticking. But again, it's not over yet. From Hunter Wright Stadium, I'm Ben Slotnick. Good night. Sock Puppets win 6-3.